Yeah.
And that's podcast.
We can get it in. Get it in. Get it out. Zip it in. Zip it out.
Hey, welcome back to And That's the Podcast, the official podcast of Halo Infinite.
I think that's good. I think we're in this.
Yes, the official podcast of Bungie.
The new Unreal Engine just dropped. Gamers, and we're excited for the developments that are coming in through with that brand new technology.
The physics are so lifelike, I can't even tell the difference
anymore.
It's
going to be like your stepfather's not even there.
I remember they dropped that at E3. My stepfather was there too. Sued.
Stand over there, John.
Mr. Tim.
I wish I could grapple hook away from you.
Mm-hmm. I'm like the sticky grenade.
Yeah, I'd like to hit you with the bulldog shotgun.
No, you're not allowed to listen to this pod unless you have a positive kill death ratio.
Yeah.
So I hope you have killed again more people than times you have died.
Exactly.
So I've never listened to this podcast. Okay. I am forbidden. I am not. My gamer score is not up to listen to ATTP.
No, Chris, I thought, tell me if this is true. I heard one time on another podcast, I've heard you've never lost at a video game
before. Yeah, I have heard that on a previous podcast that you've never lost at a video game.
I've never lost at a video game, but that doesn't mean my KD ratio is all fucked up.
That's true. He's a team player.
Yeah. Got a lot of assists. Yeah. You know, he likes to share the ball.
In front of bullets for other people.
Yep. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Trust me. You put me in the... Listen, I'm leaving with the dub.
Right? Hey, that's a fact. Hey.
You got your kill. I got the win.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Who really won, Buzz?
Yeah, you can run up the stat sheet, but...
Sometimes there is times in Halo where I, like, especially if I'm like returning a flag or like grabbing the skull and throwing it off the edge or something, where I'm like, yeah, I'm going to die doing this.
Yeah.
But it's good.
Yeah.
And I think that's fine.
It's like a tactical move.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like a defensive reset.
Yeah. Or sometimes I'll just throw grenades at the ground and kill myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be like, this is funny to me. So I think this is fine.
Well, sometimes that's a different thing.
Sometimes killing yourself in a video game, man, that's great.
Yeah. That's as close as you can really get.
You know?
Well, they put you in one of them rooms where there's no Halo.
Yeah. Where there's no Halo. Yeah. And that's the worst part. There's no Halo. Not even missing your family or getting the help you need. It's like you can't play Halo anymore.
Yeah, it pisses me off.
Yeah.
All right. Now that all the girls have left.
Now we're talking. All right, fellas, what are we doing for her birthday?
Fellas.
Mother's Day is next week.
I almost checked my calendar. Bro, no.
I know, dude. I get like a fucking physical response when I see a Mother's Day ad. I'm like, my heart skips a beat for a second. Fuck, no, please. Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
This must be a hole in this or some shit.
Wait, Chris is currently drinking out of a ceramic bowl.
It's his first time ever drinking much.
Yeah.
First time ever putting liquids in your mouth, Buster.
Yeah. Fuck it.
Yes, it actually is.
Yeah.
All right. Nobody ever taught me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Yeah. This is why you ask questions before you start being mean.
You know what, Chris? Let me show you how to drink. It's like this.
I think it's fine. Hopefully. Maybe I should just drink it all and then it won't be doing it. Anyways, I had a cup. There's some liquid underneath the cup when it should be inside the cup.
Yeah.
But now we move past it.
Mm-hmm.
How you guys doing?
It's good, man.
Yeah.
It's good. I'm excited to... Are we going to watch Bel-Air after this? I feel like that's that's what our tradition's been.
I'm down. I'm down to watch the melodramatic... very young Philly swag.
Yeah. Very loosely based off of a sitcom from the 90s.
Yeah, very loosely based.
Very loosely. Mm-hmm. Same characters' names, that's it.
Yeah.
What an idea.
It's been very... they got Carlton on that stuff. They got
Carlton,
they got Skinny in shape.
Will has a hit out on him and his friend.
Yeah. it's really just... turning everything up to 11 for no reason.
Yeah, it's so wacky.
I hate it.
But
I like it. I'm gonna be watching it.
Just a regular reboot, and I would have been happy about it if it was just a funny. Oh my god, he's he shouldn't be wearing that to class.
Yeah.
It's like very gritty for no reason. It's like he's like doing like he grabs a gun.
Yeah,
Yeah. And it's like,
that wasn't part of the song.
Yeah. He's got into one little fight,
then I almost killed a bunch of people. Almost smoked all of them. I'm crazy.
Really stupid. Yeah. But, you know.
But it's fun.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that's what it is. You know, maybe that's, it's just trying to show us like what teenagers are like today. They're frustrating.
Yeah. Right?
You know? Sure. He's not, you know, he's not getting enough likes, so he's acting out in class.
It's got to be. Know?
He's, you know? He's too busy, you know.
It's got to be. You got to be.
Doing all that.
I feel like if you're going to do a mass shooting nowadays, it's because you saw online a fucking dark web post about how to do a mass shooting. You know what I mean? Like, the internet's got to have really bad influence.
Who writes those articles? Because it seems like most people that do mass shootings end up just to themselves. You know?
No, who writes the how-to articles?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because the people, I just say the people,
ones we don't hear about.
That's what I was thinking. I feel like the most successful mass shooters are dead. Because they were like,
I don't know. There's a lot of them
I feel
jail.
Like what's like a those who can't do teach situation. Like, say you can't go be a shooter, but you got the shooter knowledge.
That's a good point.
Interesting.
I mean, you could probably fucking what's there's probably ones who are in jail who their manifesto dropped or something.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, like some leaked how tos.
Yeah.
So there's probably like a
some sick shit on there.
You know, fucking Vice article. You know, they probably got a YouTube video follower.
Also, we're acting like the how-to guide is hard to write. It's really just like two steps.
Yeah.
It's really just like get gun, put in backpack. Like, that's kind of it. Make sure security officer isn't around.
Yeah. Right.
What's it called? Yeah, the chaplain?
Yeah.
All right. And be white. Make sure you have that checked out.
I mean, be white. Yeah. Usually colors in your hair. No bitches.
Hey. That's a fact.
Be a man. Yeah. Be a white man.
All right. And I am starting the Joe Rogan podcast right now. Jimmy,
you really just gotta be like have an issue, be angry, and then just find some people to take it out on. I think that's step one and two. Yeah. Have an issue and then make it somebody else's problem.
Yeah. You know, this mass shooter I've been having, you know, I've a bit of a problem with this damn Fauci. Huh? What are you talking about? Everybody here getting these shots. I'm like, damn.
Is life even worth living if you're inside?
These all right, they're both just taking their glasses off. They're both.
Are we still am I killing people or am I slaughtering sheep? Okay, come on.
Yeah, they took this down a while.
Yeah, dude, we got that fucking COVID-19 banner on top of this.
We made it. Make sure you check all the facts. This is links to another episode of our podcast.
Oh, you want sources?
It's a CDC.com, but it's a redirect. Like it's CDC.com/HTTP. No. That's a domain we bought.
Yo, I started watching the best show on Netflix ever. It's called Old Enough, right?
Old Enough.
Hmm. 2013 show. It follows children.
So there's 2013-year-olds on the show. Interesting.
No.
Interesting.
It follows children like 2, 3, 4, 5-year-olds as they like go out by themselves and like do errands. And it's the best show I've ever watched, bro. It's adorable. Because it'll be like, so the whole show is, I gotta look it up. The whole show is like, there are a bunch of Japanese parents who will have a very small child and they'll give them like a task to go do. And then they just set the kid off to go do it. And then the cameras follow them to see if the kid does it or not.
Do they usually do it?
I've only watched a few episodes and they've done it almost every time. But it'll be a thing like, the first episode is this kid who is 2 years and 9 months old.
Jesus.
And
is that legal to just send a child?
He bro, can't consider to be on
camera. Is that old enough?
It was, my man. So, like, literally a 2-year-old, and then the mom just gives him a $10,000 or a 10,000 yen bill, and she's like, I need you to go get some curry for dinner tonight. I need you to go get some sweet donuts, and I need you to go get a bouquet of flowers to put on your grandma's like headstone.
I'll be honest, I would have fucked this up.
Yeah, it seems like a lot to remember.
If I would have do that at now at 21 years old,
yeah,
I would have grabbed the wrong flowers. Oh, and my mom would hit me. So it's very impressive that a 2-year-old could do it.
It's really wild. The camera's just following him, and like she's like, "All right, the store is it's a mile there and back."
Jesus Christ!
It's insane
on his little legs. On it's like his 10 little legs.
Yes. Like literally he goes outside and he immediately finds a big stick and he's like, "Big stick," and he starts waving it around like outside the door.
Okay, well that's pretty adorable. Silly.
Yeah. Oh bro, there was another episode where they work at a Mandarin farm and there's this 4-year-old who don't like listening to his mom, but he loves listening to his granddad. Mm-hmm. So she gives him a basket full of mandarins and is like, "Go to our house and juice these." Like,
get Mandarin?
Yeah, orange.
Isn't that also their language?
No, they're Japanese.
Oh shit.
Okay. Yeah.
Hold on. Wait. Cut this.
Yeah.
For real, cut this.
All right.
I didn't know.
Continue with the show.
And then what happened?
and their nationality is Japanese, and it's pretty cool.
Love that.
Yeah. No, it's.
I definitely didn't ask any questions here.
No, it's pretty cool. The second episode, the kid has to go to the house with the basket of oranges and, like, make a bunch of juice and then bring it back. And he takes the oranges, gets back to the house. He realizes, like, he's alone and then just immediately starts playing with water guns and eating snacks and climbing on stuff. And his mom calls him and she's like, "Hey, you've been gone a full hour. Did you make the juice?" And he's like, "Yep. I definitely did." And you see the oranges like sitting over in the corner.
Is this a real show? It's like a reality show?
Yeah. I'm not sure what type of, because it is a reality show.
Like these are real people, not like
yes, they're real children, real parents, and they're sending them off to do these errands, and cameras follow them. And it's pretty cool.
That's just fake, bro. They practice that shit first.
I mean,
he's probably made juice 10 times, bro.
Definitely made juice before. It's just, whenever he was by himself. Yeah, his mom called and he was like, "Yeah, I definitely made it." Even though they can see him on camera, he was like, "Yeah, I made it and I'm coming back right now." And then he just goes back to like playing with stuff. There's a dog outside at one point and she's like, "Are you sure you're headed back?" And he's like, "Yeah," hangs up on her. There's a dog and he just gets a big net that's around his house and starts chasing it around for another 20 minutes. It's great.
Yeah, that's cute, man. Here we got Master Chef Junior, where 5-year-olds are making filet mignon with apricot drizzle foam.
Yeah.
So have fun with your little stick shit.
Yeah.
You know, those kids gotta be cheating, bro.
I think that's just a thing they do where, didn't y'all do that when y'all were like very young children? Just go to the store by yourself?
No.
I don't think so. No, I usually just stayed in the hot car.
Windows up.
Oh, wow.
I used to love that shit, man.
It was kind of cool, man. I would get nice and sleepy.
Yeah.
Wait. That nice little chip going.
I used to stay in the car. I used to, because my mom wouldn't let me listen to 97.7, the hip-hop radio station in Augusta.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the only time I got to listen to hip-hop was when my mom was grocery shopping.
It was very cool. Yeah.
I'd be like, "Oh, yeah, fucking Lil Wayne's on." I'm so sweaty.
Yeah. This shit feel like 500 degrees. The plug is certainly hot.
Yeah. A milli
degrees for their night. They had to call the fireman to cut me out of this car.
Mr. Fireman.
Bobby Valentine. That's my last words.
How did you get that?
I don't know, man. That was before it was a big deal.
Yeah.
People made such a big deal about it. Right when I got to like adolescence, people were like, "Don't leave kids in cars." I'm like, at this point,
just looking
I can get
tan
out.
As shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Straight over.
You're just nodding your head in the car. They're like, "He's in trouble."
No. It's cool.
Yeah.
I got a water. Fuck, it's so hot. The water's boiling. Piping hot water.
Yeah. That's crazy, bro. Because, they used to send us in the store all the time. They would be like, "Often, here's $20. We need you to get this, and this, and we're gonna stay in the car and listen to Lil Wayne."
I didn't. My parents never really did that. I just, because they knew I would just fuck it up.
Exactly. I think maybe I've There's definitely been times where my mom has told me to pick something up. If I were, that's not true. I would go pick up cigarettes for her. That would be about it from like the store.
You can't really fuck that up. Every cigarette's the same, pretty much.
Well, yeah, but she would like write down like what she wanted.
Oh yes,
because they're not this. You know, she's a very particular. It was
Oh, like if you came with Camel Blues instead of, you know,
I don't even remember what her brand was. It's 100 menthol. It's not Misty. It doesn't matter.
Palmo?
The fuck? No. No, it's an obscure one. You're never going to get it.
Mm.
It's a weird one.
I'll Coffin Nails?
We'll come back.
Yeah.
Was it Harlem? Yeah.
Damn, dog. Yeah, I used to run and do errands all the time. And yeah, like literally like a mile away, it's like, hey, run up there.
See, I still fuck up errands now, dude. Like if my mom would send me to the store, she'd be like, grab this. I'll FaceTime her in the store, be like, is this what you want me to get? She'd be like, yeah, that is what I want you to get. I'll get it. Bring it home. She's like, I didn't ask for this shit. I'm like, God damn. What the fuck am I'll fuck it up every single time.
See.
I can't do it. So,
back in the day, 100% success rate. Cause,
well, I mean, yeah, your mom would probably just fucking slap shit out.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, hey, bro, hey, you lost
my $20 you brought back bubblegum.
I legitimately remember my grandma sent me and my brother up with $20 to the store to go like buy dinner for whatever, and we lost it on the walk up, and we could see the store from like the Kroger from our back door, like we were very close. Lost it, got all the stuff in line, tried to go pay. No money on either of us. And we were like, damn, dog, we do not want to get in trouble for losing this 20 and not having dinner.
Mm.
So me and him just asked a bunch of people in the Kroger. We were like, oh, damn, we're supposed to get dinner and dropped our $20. Can we have
That's crazy some money? That two people lost $20.
Yes.
That's crazy that you were able to pull that off.
Yeah, me and him.
Both of you guys. So you both had four pairs of eyes on this $20.
No, bro, I think what was happening was we were like walking up to the store and like passing it back and forth.
So why?
I think we're just kids.
You just like, it was like, damn, man, I feel good to hold $20. You want to know what it feels like to hold $20?
My turn. Come on.
Give me the we're
You've
almost
had it
there.
For 10 minutes.
Oh, man.
Wait, yeah. Real quick before I figure, what's the name of the show you were talking about?
Old Enough.
The Japanese hit show where they send kids to do errands, huh?
It's very, very, it's an adorable show. And it's I can't believe y'all boys did that.
That's ridiculous, man.
Because they have to do like crazy stuff.
Like what, man? Like what? Well, so besides like running errands and like, well, not running, but like going to the store and stuff, what else do you got to do?
My man had to juice those oranges. One girl had to go out to a field, cut a bunch of flowers and bring them back. It's just random errands. They just, Japanese parents trust their children enough to do them. Also, they're followed by cameras.
Yeah.
So it's like when you look at it, you're seeing like a small child walking. Yeah. Like they do a bunch of zoom outs, so you see like the kid walking across the street. His mom gave him a little flag for him to stop traffic with.
It was great. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wait, I'd be mad as shit if there was a little kid in the road by himself just waving a flag.
Yeah, it's like, bro.
The fuck runs honking at him.
Yeah. I feel like honestly, I would with any type of like, you know, job, I would probably trust a 4-year-old Japanese child over a 4-year-old American child. I just think that's just where, you know, the best, the money you should put it
discipline.
In. Discipline. You know? Yeah. They know what they're doing, you know? They're raising them right over there.
Right.
As opposed to over here. Oh, we're just raising them white.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
Yeah. I went there. I'm being a bad boy on this episode. Had like a guitar shit. I'm being a bad one today.
Yeah, Chris is on one.
Oh, what? Has this show been going on forever?
Old Enough?
Yeah. Apparently, it's been a Japanese show for a little bit, and it just got to Netflix like a little bit ago.
Nice.
Damn. I mean, yeah, it sounds tight.
I probably ain't going to watch that. I ain't trying to end up on no list.
Oh, no, it's not. It's like adorable. You're like, damn, dog, I really hope this kid does not get hit by this car. And then they don't.
That's not adorable.
Yeah.
That's just,
yeah.
You're just throwing kids in traffic. It's like, ooh, yeah. I wonder if they're dodging. Yeah. got a little clip there.
Yeah, no, that's very good. Yeah, but then we fucking asked a bunch of people around that Kroger to get up the money for the $20, and then we're able to do it. Nice. And then we bought all the stuff and we got home. My grandma was like, oh, it took y'all so long. And we're like, oh, we're just fucking around. Oh, we didn't say that. But we were like, we're messing around. And it's like, for when I think about it, it's like, damn, that is crazy that that's just a thing that we did. We lost the money and was like, well, I mean, bro, I'm not trying to fucking get slapped in the head. Let's see if some of these suckers at Kroger got a little extra change on them.
That's crazy.
And they did.
That's wild. I mean, the fact, how old were you?
Nine
years old. So you, I imagine you and your brother, 9 years, both look like you're also in your 30s. Just walking up to random people at the Kroger, being like, "Oh, we lost it." Your voice hasn't cracked yet.
Just grown as shit. Still tall as shit. Towering over people.
I'm 9 and I paid $20.
How'd you lose it? We were passing it back and forth too fast. And a strong gust caught
it. Yeah, that is correct. Because again, like, to this day, I just can't think of where it would have went. Because I remember us, again, having a good time. We were, hey, what up? You know, having a good time. Fucking actually passing it back and forth. Mm-hmm. Doing this a lot to it. Very fun.
Yeah.
And then we shopped. We looked at a bunch of magazines, I remember, and then got up to pay. No money. Damn.
Boy.
That's an age.
I hope she never hears this story.
Yeah, no, I would never tell
her. If you put that stuff on layaway, I'm going to be back.
Yeah. Set that to the side. We're going to get the money up.
I mean, man, that's always a horrifying feeling when you like fucking lose money. Man, I remember like when
I was a child who made $0, had an income of zero.
Yeah. I remember because I was maybe like in middle school when they first started giving us like lockers and stuff. I think the locker fee was like $5 or whatever, or some amount of money, I forget. And I remember
they made you pay to have a locker?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember they did that to us too.
Mm-hmm. Who? To what? For what?
They would give you the lock for the locker.
Oh.
There would be lockers that were unlocked, and if you just wanted to throw your shit in there and pray to God, it would be there the next day. Mm-hmm. You're more than welcome to do that, but I would prefer to have a lock on my locker.
Oh, I thought everyone just got lockers. We all just got lockers.
No, we didn't grow up in Bel Air Academy.
No, don't get it twisted. Yeah. Philly was a good. Yeah. That's enough, Will.
No, you pay for lock. That sounds like something fucking the janitor came up with. It was like, get 200 locks.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really would just rent them to you.
Yeah.
Give them back.
Yeah.
No, they assigned us lockers by like seat number. Like everyone just, that was the thing you got.
Yeah.
And if you lost the lock they gave you, then you just had to get another lock on your own. But like, we just got the lockers. Lockers were new, like they invented them in your county.
I mean, maybe. I mean, we had to buy the lock. Either way, I lost the money for it. I lost it, so I just had to carry all my shit all the time. That's
Chris is just standing in front of his locker all day.
Guys, stop. Get away. Back up. Back up.
There's nothing here. There's nothing here.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, man. I hate losing money. I was like, because
you know what's great?
Mm-hmm.
Finding money.
Finding money is come up for sure. You'd be like, feel sorry for this dumbass loser.
Yeah, hey, I don't know who dropped this 20 in this Kroger, but hey, we're back up.
Yeah, dude. I just recently at the Kroger. I was at the self-checkout, and I finished, you know, scanning my items. I stole 3 or 4 already. I'd put my card in, and then before I'd even finished paying there, I noticed there was just $20 hanging out of the cash back thing.
Oh yes.
And I just fucking nicked it, and I like, there was like a lady working, and I like waved it at her. I'm like, oof, almost forgot. I like said that. I was like waving it like, oh, yeah, this is definitely mine here.
Would a man who didn't own this be showing it to everyone?
I hope all of you have a good day.
Yeah.
And I think that they should pay you more here. Couldn't be me.
Man. I remember there was like one night I was hanging out in the old Savannah. I was at the old Rail. Mm-hmm. Rail Pub.
Rail Pub.
Shout out Rail. Congress Street.
Shout out.
40s in bags.
I remember it was $6.40. One of those critical moments in my life where I didn't have much money, and I was just in there. And I was like, man, this night sucks. Everything sucks. And I looked down, and it was like an old dude's face. And I was like, oh, if it's an old dude's face on the ground, I gotta pick that up. And I grabbed it, and it was a clean $100 bill.
That's God, baby.
Bro. Hey. And I went. I remember yes, everybody was upstairs. I went upstairs like, yo, we going crazy tonight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Next round's on me.
What do you mean? It's $250. Yeah. All right. Just let me get my three friends here.
Hey, can I get a round for a third of the bar? 66% of y'all got to share.
That's all. Oh, man. That's a great feeling. Anytime finding money at a bar, just being like, all right, boom, I'm going to put it back into the community.
You just ask a stranger at the bar, hey, man, what are you drinking? Scotch on the rocks. Hey, one scotch on the rocks for me.
That's a good ass drink, bro.
Hey, I like your taste.
I just wonder what they drink down here. I don't really live here no more.
Yeah. He's just crying because he's like, man, how am I going to buy this bus ticket back home to see my family?
I lost $100.
Yeah. You're supposed to pay for everything. Meanwhile, I'm just throwing up in a corner.
You changed it all for ones. Or yeah.
Damn, dog. Yeah, I used to love finding money. That was one thing we would do when I was 13, 14, 15. Mm-hmm. We would go down St. Patrick's Day nights because you couldn't get anywhere. But drunk people, like there were, under the Hyatt, they had these convention, like center building event spaces that they would just have DJs where people could just walk in and out of. And we would just go down there every year and walk around the room picking up money that folks dropped in that place.
Good hustle.
And then we tried to do it when we were 16, and we were too tall. So folks were like, oh, nah, bro, where's your ID? Hey, now you can't be in here. And it's like, damn, dog, my childish youth has faded now.
Can't go trick-or-treating no more.
Mm-hmm. But that was so stupid. We got all big, so we tried to go trick-or-treating. We were like 12, and folks was like, hey, nah, uncle. Hey.
Nah, uncle.
Hey, no, sir. What you doing out here with that sheet on?
Get out of here before I call somebody.
I'm telling you. You're a big ass a pirate? Shit.
Somali.
I'm telling you, bro. Yeah. Oh, man. You probably play for the Pirates. You're so funny. Yeah, no. Damn.
Shit, bro, you probably actually lost your eye in an accident.
Oh, man.
Working at the mill.
Look at you use your paid leave to come trick or treat.
You know you on second shift. We work together. You're always popping Pop-Tarts in the break room. Smell like cinnamon.
I'm a child. He's like, nah, Larry.
Nah, you just had your second divorce, bro.
Good little Halloween prank, bro. I see you. Oh, man.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Yeah, no.
Very nice.
Yeah, man. Pretty crazy. Yeah, we got all big and just... Hey, bro, after a while, you got to stop trick-or-treating. You got to start fighting.
Yeah, I can't really – I forget. I can't pinpoint the exact year I stopped, like, trick-or-treating. I really can't remember. I know I stopped because I haven't done it in a while.
Yeah.
But I also remember doing it. But when it ended, that's the blur.
Mm.
So I'm like –
Sure, yeah.
I think that's whenever I started going to, like, Halloween parties. Or it was like, all right, well, there's something better to do than to just roam the neighborhood hoping. Yeah.
That's a good point.
And it was a lot of houses, like, or not houses, like, we lived in apartments. It was a bunch of apartment buildings that, like, the there was always a rule where if the light was on, they was given candy, and mm-hmm. that was not how it worked in the apartment building. So you would just knock on someone's door. They're like, "What the fuck do you want?" I'm knocking on my door. It's like,
man, stop knocking on my door. I'm trying to move drugs in here. What's wrong with you?
Yeah. That light is on for a different reason.
Well, you want an eighth or some shit? Man?
But I got gummies. That's about it. Yeah, no, it was pretty, yeah, because folks would just have it on, and yeah, they would get upset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which makes sense, you know. You don't know that if you got your light on, children are going to knock up and ask for candy.
Yeah. I remember when I was in college and we all lived in a house that we rented. I remember leaving the light on one Halloween, and then we like all left to go to Walmart or something. And I was like, and it got dark, and I remember the front light was on, and I was like, ah, fuck. Mm-hmm. Kids are going to be knocking on the door. And, you know, we weren't even there.
Yeah. So they just,
and we definitely didn't have any candy. we would have eaten it. So
they're still there.
Yep. Knocking. Yeah. Still there. Yeah, still there
knocking. Mom, I don't think they're here.
Shut up.
Hmm. Yeah.
You know, I was thinking about, it's like, you remember there was like always like a nice little trope in like old sitcoms where it'd be like an episode where like one of the characters, they'll find like a whole bunch of money in like some bag or something. And they'd be like, whoa, I just found all this money. And everybody's like, oh, we could go take a trip, or I'm gonna buy this big old plane. And then there's always that one like stick in the mud. That's like, no, we should probably give it to the authorities. And make sure. And I was like, man, that's so dumb.
Yeah.
If you're ever in a situation where you come across a lot of money and your option, an option comes up to give it to the authorities, that's not your friend, homie.
Yeah.
Get that person out of your circle immediately.
Yeah. If you're listening to this, the only thing the cops are going to do if you give them unclaimed money is take it.
Yeah. They're going to ball out of control.
They're not going to wait. They're not going to go look for whose it is. They're not going to invest it into something that's going to help the community.
Mm. You just bought another Mustang for the police department.
If you find $100,000 on the ground and give it to the police now just have an extra $100,000. Mm-hmm. You are funding the
police. They're about to get hair plugs because you know they ball.
Oh, yeah. About to run them expensive ones.
Yeah, they are expensive.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you find money, hey, no, you didn't.
Yeah. That's always, I never liked how they did that in shows. It's like, nah, man, if you get that, you come across that amount of money, one, it's probably somebody, probably, you know, a bad person's money.
Well, I mean, bads, right? You know what I mean? That's a subjective term. Probably money that is untaxed.
Yeah, it's probably some under the table money.
Yeah.
It's probably, you know, it's probably putting some kids through some colleges.
Right.
Sure. Or it's insured. Yeah. You know? Maybe the guy, maybe it fell out of a truck.
Yeah, absolutely. It was going to be destroyed by the Mint, and they, you know, dropped it off in Savannah, Georgia. And then you found it.
I've always said this, the only ethical person to call if you find a large sum of money is me.
Yes. Actually, anybody from ATTP.
Anybody that hosts the And That's the Podcast is the only people you should report any large unmarked amount of money.
If you find money,
we'll come find the right person to give
it. That's what I'm saying.
We have a podcast. We can reach out.
Yeah. If you find money and you don't know what to do with it, DM one of us. Drive it to wherever we are, and we're going to get it into the right hands.
We will, exactly. For sure.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Dog, because you always see the stories on the news where it's like the local man finds $200,000, and then instead of getting like a portion of it, all they do is they get a picture with the police in the newspaper, and they're like, look, whoa, look at me. And it's like, nah, bro, keep the picture.
That would suck.
200K? Hey, bro, I'll hire fake police to take a picture with me, bro.
Nah, man. Yeah, that's horrible.
Ain't no fucking way.
And you got to think that when someone turns it in, like the person in the front desk is like, bro, can y'all believe?
I feel like if you turn it in to anybody, they'd be like, yeah, I got you.
Literally, that happened to me when I was a kid. I had to have been in like second or third grade. We was at the Toys R Us, and I found $10 under a, you know how toys in boxes, they'll have like flaps that you can pull back the little cardboard flap and you could see it or whatever. It was underneath one of those. I'm like, oh man, somebody's hid this here. $10 bill. And I tried to give it to, I was so young. I was like trying to be good. I was like, hey, excuse me. I like found a Toys R Us employee and I was like, I found $10. And they just started laughing at me. They were like, I think that's yours, man. And I'm like, but what about, but somebody wanted the same toys as me, and I don't have $10. And what? And they just, it could not have been funnier to them.
Cold orphan, he's like, oh, I just wanted one bear.
We for saved me and my 12 brothers to share.
All right, the $10 bill, sir.
I knew I had it around here somewhere.
It was right here, I promise.
We've had a series of unfortunate events.
Get the fuck out of my store. You broke bitch.
I'm going to burn this bear.
I hope the Joker burns that orphanage down. Nobody can save it. Robert Pattinson's going to stop the Joker? Yeah, all right.
Yeah, okay.
Bro. Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, he couldn't even stop. You know.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. We don't have to spoil it.
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking about.
Zoe.
He cuts out.
Shh.
He couldn't stop her from making that Instagram post. It ended her life.
Yeah. That's like when Batman runs up and the bomb explodes. He's like, no, Zoe.
Don't hit the post button. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All those children.
You swapped the Instagrams. No, Joker.
But you know the video of you exists with Jay. The Joker just walks out in the hospital gown, like in whatever.
Yeah.
Dark Knight.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Spring rash?
I don't know what the fuck it is.
From what? Is it the chemicals?
Where is it?
I don't know. Everywhere. There's some here. There's some here. It's all over here.
You got eczema?
Here.
Pollen, maybe?
No, I don't know. It's just a mysterious rash. I don't know what it is.
Is it?
You've been kissing too many people?
Yeah, I was going to say, it's one of them hugging rashes?
No, man. It's just, you know, it's itchy and it's raised. You remember that scene in Hitch where they're drinking, what is it, Benadryl through a straw? Kevin James says.
No.
It sounds familiar. I've seen it.
Drinking Benadryl through a straw?
Yeah, he's all fucked up, but he's having some allergic reaction, and his face is swollen, and he's like.
Oh, wait, yeah. Absolutely.
He's all swerved
liquid Benadryl.
Off the scissor. Yeah.
Will Smith all. Wait, no. Was it Kevin James?
No. It was Will Smith.
Maybe it was Will Smith.
Will Smith had the allergic reaction because his face was all big and stuff.
You know? Yes.
Yeah. Which, I'll say this about Hitch, man. I didn't see Hitch until maybe like 3 years ago. What a movie I should have seen when I was a lot younger.
You definitely should have seen that movie in 2005 when it came out.
I definitely should have seen it. I really missed that. Missed some premium information I could have had.
In 2005, you'd have been like, damn.
It would have been the butterfly effect that changed Chris's life. He'd be wearing suits. And he'd have stopped Zoe Kravitz from posting that.
Chris has a face tattoo. He's like, bro, what happened? It's like, I decided that was never going to be me.
Yeah. I was like, oh, yeah. Man,
that's crazy.
It's never too late, Chris.
Yeah. To watch Hitch. We could watch that tonight.
Yeah, that's true. We could.
Watch
Kevin James kiss Will Smith.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. He slapped Chris Rock, but he didn't even slap Kevin James. Yeah. Kevin James put lips on that man.
Yeah, and you can find your Allegra Cole. That's the lady, the Kevin James.
It was Eva Mendes, right? Or was Eva Mendes another person in that movie?
No, Eva Mendes was
in love with Will Smith.
Was a journalist that
Okay.
Was fucking.
Damn, it's been a while. Maybe I should watch. No wonder why my games are rusty. I haven't seen Hitch in a while.
I'm telling you, yeah. Watch Hitch. Hey, bro. The number of swipe rights, they go up.
Yeah.
Women can tell you've watched Hitch.
Dude, we should do that for Halloween. Let me be Hitch. You could be Kevin James.
How would that even work for Halloween?
Can I be Eva Mendes?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, you can. Yep. Yes. Yeah. You have to sit at the bar alone, order a dirty martini. What's
she
doing?
She's still good?
Eva Mendes?
Yes. I haven't seen her. She is acting in something currently.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
What about Eva Longoria?
Definitely in something.
Desperate Housewives, is that still on TV?
Probably. No.
No, you, I mean,
she had like 24 seasons.
Yeah, it's like, what, it's like Grey's Anatomy. That shit is just, it's just on.
Yeah.
Somebody is watching
in the background, yeah.
A larger portion of people are watching
Grey's Anatomy is a crazy one, bro. Because I remember loving that show. I was really compelled. My whole family kind of watched it for like 2 seasons. And then I forgot about it. And then 15 years later, somebody's like, "I'm watching Grey's Anatomy," and I'm like, "You're what?
Yeah,
how the fuck?
It's just
from 2004.
It's still on.
You're still going.
I think. Yeah.
Stop it. Grow up.
At the time of this recording, I think they're still coming out with new episodes.
Stop.
Who is
watch another show? Be an adult.
Yeah. I don't. It's after a while. It's like, come on, y'all.
Yeah,
this is clearly a money laundering thing that's happening right now. Though.
I some shows I think are fine to have 5-6 seasons.
Cops. But,
yeah. Campus PD.
Live PD.
Mm-hmm.
America's Most Wanted.
Yeah. Parking Lot Wars.
Storage Wars.
Mm-hmm.
No. I meant like dramas, but. I mean, those are all good examples, too.
Yeah, there's a few of them.
Storage Wars is pretty good. I do like Storage Wars.
There was one, I saw it on Twitter, and it was talking about Bernice. She was a reality TV star. She's a black lady who is a parking lot person, like a tow truck person. And the entire show is just like her going and towing people and then ridiculous stuff happening.
Yeah.
She gets like somebody backs up into her on the second deck of a parking garage and she falls over the side into the grass.
She okay?
I mean, yeah, she was just sprawled out like, oh, they hit me. Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah, but this is great TV. They could have helped her. Yeah,
those are always pretty interesting. The repo ones where they, mm-hmm. I've seen a couple of those TikToks pop up for me where it just be like people just going and taking people, they'll literally just pull up in somebody's backyard, hitch that shit up and just drive off with it and people start running after them. It's crazy. These repo people, I couldn't do that. I couldn't be
not
like
at all.
I could not, because
they
that.
Forgot to turn on auto pay. It's like, fuck,
come on, man.
I yeah. got it, I swear, bro. I just lost it.
I just lost it at a bar in Savannah. Please believe
Come
me.
Come on, man. Don't take it. Can I at least get my kid out of there first?
Tell him to truck. The kid's the sweatiest shit in the back. Oh, I guess we're going somewhere, huh? You know what's crazy, man?
Is it Tunchi?
It's so crazy. I'm just thinking about it, man. All this time I spend just sitting in that hot car, man. Nothing ever propelled me to just roll that window down.
Yeah. You didn't want to get in trouble.
That is true.
Yeah. You don't want to get kidnapped.
I just never understood the science behind it, because it's like, it's hot out there too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you breathing it in.
You're breathing in hot.
Yeah. You're breathing out extra hot. So
I know now, obviously, it's like, yeah, all the heat is trapped inside. Heat molecules, heat rise,
hot.
Bouncing around, heat gaseous matter, state. Mm-hmm. You know, now I understand it, but as a kid, I'm like, yeah, it's hot out there. It's hot in here. If I can leave it up, whatever, I can turn the radio louder.
Yeah. That is
true.
Used
to be Jewish, yeah. That's the heat.
Yeah, my mom's in there. She's getting some lox, some schnines, some cream cheese. What are you on?
Get some ice packs.
Listening to T.I. Yeah. What are you?
He's delirious. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Damn, dog. Yeah, I did not fuck with being in the car while people shop. Yeah, because it was always me and my brother. So we just started
fighting. Because you're so damn tall.
No.
I don't have leg room in here. I'm suffocating.
Nah, bro. I don't like it. I do remember one time being in the car and then just getting super antsy. And like wanting to go out. Like me and my brother made up a reason to need to get out of the car. And the alarm started going off.
In the car?
Yeah. Like getting out, unlock, alarm goes off. Oh, he hops back in. We shut the door. Alarm still going off. So now it just looks like we're breaking into the car.
Now that's a pretty sticky situation.
I mean, it's the middle of the day. So, yeah. But no, yeah. Then I just ran inside and went and grabbed my aunt and grandma and was like, Eric set the car alarm off. Get him.
I ran faster.
Yeah.
Making him the loser.
Making him the one who did it. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you guys have you guys ever been when you were a kid, you ever get lost? You ever in the store with your folks?
Bro, oh yeah, honestly, all the time. So many times.
All the time. Yeah,
that like because we didn't have cell phones,
right?
So it was like I used to go to the front and be like, "Can you page my dad?" Remember that? And
oh, absolutely. Name over the intercom. Yeah,
I used to do that
often.
Almost every time I went to the fucking store.
Yeah. Yeah, if it was longer than an hour, it was gonna be like, yeah, cause Derek's up at the front counter, you gotta come get him. Yeah,
time to go.
Yeah. Or what I would do is, if it had been so long, especially did this at the mall, if it had been so long, or the Walmart Supercenter, if it had been so long that I just couldn't even find anyone in the store, I would just go to where the car was and then just chill until folks came back.
See, here's the thing, because I did that exact same thing, and boy,
they just won't leave, though, right?
Because I remember me and my mom went to like a Kmart like years ago. I had to be like maybe like 4 or 5, maybe 6. And I remember we were just in Kmart, and then like I just lost her. You know, just being a kid, just going fucking playing with shit. I was like, oh shit, I don't know where my mom is. So I just like, well, I know she. I mean, she got to go back to her car.
So
I'm gonna just go to the car. And I remember I walked to the car. And I was just standing by the car, and I was out there for a long time. And I was just like, huh, I guess you got to get a lot of stuff or whatever. And then, like, I'm just sitting by the car.
The police are driving by.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody must have
got And then, like, I just see my mom was just being walked out with, like, a Kmart employee. And she just sees me. She's like, where the fuck have you? Yeah. Like, just, looking back, she was like, I had them, like, shut down the store. I've had them call, like, Amber Alert and shit. And I was like, no, I was just at the car because I knew you had to come back to the car. She was none too pleased. I mean, she was happy she saw me.
Yeah, that's the worst idea. Because that's our last resort, I guess. When they're going to the car, they're just like, I guess I'll just fucking leave.
Yeah. What else can you do?
Can't find the kid.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Because, yeah, that would work very often for us. Yeah, they would just be like, I would see them coming out of the store with a buggy, like, with the groceries and stuff, and they're like, oh, okay, yeah, no, we found you. I was like, oh, y'all didn't even, y'all just checked out. Where was the search party?
I forgot I brought you.
Yeah. We knew you was gonna show up.
Yeah, man.
Please don't be so casual about this. I was out of your eyesight.
You need a ride, big bro? Like, they don't know you. What you out here in the parking lot for?
Yeah, man.
That's good, man.
Yeah, man. Leaving, just, you know, being kids. Just leaving. Leaving your family.
Been lost.
Yeah. I got lost in Miami when I was a kid.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like the Rugrats.
Yeah, man.
Whoa.
Yeah. Let me just tell you, it introduced me to a little thing called cocaine. I was 6 years old. It's me and Tony.
Yeah.
No, I was just hanging.
Wearing one of those hats.
Yeah. I had a screwdriver that I kept pulling in and out.
No, I just got lost in like this apartment complex. Like, I was hanging out with my cousins. And they had some friends, and then my cousins went back home, but I kept hanging out with their friends or whatever, and then their friends went home, and I was just like, oh, shit, I don't know where I'm at. And I just started going to random people's door like, have you guys seen my parents? Yeah, man.
No, we're moving drugs in.
We're moving kilos, cousin! Yeah, man. It's crazy, man.
Welcome to Miami. He just shoves a key of coke into your mouth.
I'm so little.
My parents.
This is better than sugar.
Did
Oreos.
Did y'all folks drink around you when you were like kids, like in the single digits?
Probably, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I mean, so that you can remember.
I mean, maybe. I don't worry about what's in their cup. It's their cup.
Hey, fair enough. Hey, that's right.
Yeah, I couldn't see over the counters.
Yeah, I don't know what they mix it up.
I remember they had like a, I remember my dad had a liquor cabinet. It was pretty nice when I think about it. It was like, it was one of those where you open it up, it had like mirrors and shit in it.
Oh, wow.
You could have like different glasses and stuff.
One of those too.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, they used to do all that shit around me, but I was always like, my parents were like, hey, we grown.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We grown. You can't do this. You young. We grown.
And I was like, that was actually the conversation. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, that makes sense.
Hey, that's, yes.
Checks out.
Yep. 1+1. Yep.
Yeah. Y'all do y'all thing, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and like, you know, yeah, my dad, yeah, he definitely for sure drank around me.
Yeah.
I don't know if my mom did, but my dad, he was like, I'm thirsty.
Yeah.
My dad was sober for my whole life. Because he drank too much, I guess, when he was young. But one time, I remember we were out at a restaurant. It was me and him and my sister and my sister's boyfriend. And my sister's boyfriend was like, oh, man, yeah, I could fucking go for a damn cold beer. And for whatever reason, my dad... Or maybe he was telling my dad, like, oh, yeah, I bet I could drink you under the table, even in your prime. And my dad was like, you could not fucking outdrink me ever. And then they both got a Bud Light and, like, raced to the end of it.
What?
Yeah, but my dad had never seen him drink before. It was so funny. But he, like, took a sip and he, like, shook the can. He's like, oh, what's the matter? It's getting a little too... Getting a little too hot for you? Yeah. And my sister's boyfriend was like, no, what are you?
Yo.
No, it's like, what do you mean? We just... It was ridiculous. I think it was like a Bud Light Lime, too. Mm. I remember that so vividly.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah. He just crushes it. Wasn't as thirsty as you thought, huh?
Oh, what, you got a burp? But I feel that. I feel like I've been sober for a long time, but I could probably still chug a beer faster than most people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It don't go away just because you stop drinking. It's like riding a bike.
Mm-hmm.
Hop right back off that
wagon.
Yeah.
See, you leave the game. The game don't leave you.
I'm telling you. Hey, bro. The shop mechanic's still there.
You can't take the addictive personality out of the man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, man. Well, fellas, reaching that point, you guys got anything y'all need to... y'all got some shit coming up? I know the week this comes out, me, Derek... Are you coming to Jacksonville next weekend? Or Savannah and Jacksonville? Next week? Or this week? Y'all get it, listeners.
Yeah. We got wow, really good comedy show Friday, Savannah, Wormhole.
Is Brandon going to be on that one? Is that
Brandon Kiefer is going to be on that one.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I probably got to
That shit's going to be packed. Very excited about that. Wow, good comedy show, April 15th, Friday in Savannah at the Wormhole, 8 o'clock. And then we're in Jacksonville that Saturday for Will Blaylock's show, a really good comedy show.
Interesting.
Mm. Well, aim first.
At 8 o'clock. Mandarin also or the Mandarin? Eclipse Lounge?
Yeah. I'm sure if you message any
Eclipse
one of us.
Bar?
Yeah. Sure. I think it's a strip club, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, is there a pole? I think there's a pole in the room.
Yeah. I think. Wow. Let me. Yeah. I think it might be a strip club, actually.
That's crazy. I completely forgot we're doing that next week. So yeah. That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
I think Astoria is happening Tuesday.
Astoria. Oh, yeah. I thought Astoria was this Tuesday.
Which is crazy because you were definitely in the room when Aaron told us it was next week.
No, I was also in the room when he said it was next week last week, dog.
Yeah, and then he said the next week that it was next week.
Oh, bro. Nah. Hey. Either way, yeah, I just pulled up to Astoria for a very quiet Tuesday. But this Tuesday... Hey, 97 a story. Are we on that?
Yeah. Let's go. I don't think I have anything. I had a great time in Athens.
Hey.
Last week, though.
Yes. It was great. I heard.
What's happening now?
I heard all of Raising Cane's pulled up.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That's the only place I've seen Raising Cane's.
Eclipse and Bar and Nightclub.
I don't know. I'm doing whatever the Skull Show is.
Well, don't show me. Show the listeners.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Saturday.
Yeah. Doing that's that. Great.
And also.
Oh yeah, that's right. April next week. 20. Next Friday.
Yeah.
I think so, man. I think we're gonna be doing it live. Oh, we're gonna be doing up. that you guys that's ever right. You guys ever wanted to be like, man, these guys don't really know what they're talking about. I gotta see them live and see if are they really. You gonna see it. You gonna see our mouths in motion,
exactly,
talking with about 30% accuracy.
It'll be like a video podcast, but you'll be in the room.
Yeah,
you'll be able to touch us.
Yeah,
you'll be able to smell us.
Yeah,
you'll be able to feel us.
Mm-hmm.
And if you pay a little extra, you'll be able to taste us.
Nope.
Hey, the price is right. Just found a lot of money.
Wow, you're saying on record right now, there's no amount of money anybody can pay that comes to, and that's the podcast live, April 22nd at Joystick Game Bar.
Not. Oh, hold up. Wait, did I just lose $20?
Yeah.
Yeah, then I'll do it for $20. I gotta fucking buy dinner. We'll starve.
April 22nd live, HTTP Joystick what Game time? Bar.
Eight. Maybe later, maybe sooner. But it's April 22nd at Joystick Game Party in the evening.
And do we know who else is on the show?
Shit, man. We're going to have...
know, but maybe she is the rubber band man?
Oh! Whoa.
I don't know. I don't want to say anything.
That's crazy.
Wow.
I don't want to say anything. Wow.
I mean, I say
that'd
this.
Be a crazy get.
I'll say this, man. He pulled up the Star Bar on Monday and he came into the green room. He dabbed me up. He checked him in the OG first. So, you know, it's all good with me, man. We'll see what happens. See if our people talk to his people.
Yeah. Nah, fuck that guy.
Yeah, no,
Team Lauren Knight.
Can't be doing that, bro.
I guess. I'm so out of the loop. I was like, oh, everybody's all right, I'm good.
Yeah, he
I saw him.
Yeah, he can't Shit. Be.
It's all right, man. I already gave him like two tags. So
right? yeah. We're working on tags in the back. Yeah,
but he is on the show. And
So we got him. We're going to have
ATTP Live featuring
him. We're going to have Andrew Stein. Yeah. That'd be so tight.
Just completely different styles of comedy.
Andrew Stein goes after him.
Yeah. That'd be so tight if we could get that to work.
And Aram.
Hey, yes, sir.
Dude, we get them to do the funniest podcast first, man. Yes, that'd be so sick.
That would be tight. Bring it back, guys. Where y'all at?
Yeah, man. I'm still subscribed, bro. I'm waiting for that notification ding.
Mm-hmm.
Man, a lot of people, man, a lot of these folks, man, y'all be making these podcasts and stuff, man. And I'm listening, and I'm waiting for the next episode. Y'all got to stop leaving me hanging.
I've listened to all your podcasts.
Yeah.
I'll plug this week. Keep making more episodes of y'all podcast. Yeah. Goddamn.
Hey, that's a fact.
We started to be the only podcast out here.
Yeah. We actually do listen. And some of it's very good.
Yeah. Most of it, hey, man, you know, it's nice to have something in the background,
right?
You know, but hey. My ear's on it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening.
I'm listening to all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Always and forever.
Yeah. I want to start making like reaction podcasts to other people's podcasts. Yeah, we just checked out this week. Here is
just an hour long video. Hey, what's going
for
on?
For a 20 minute podcast.
Yes.
All right.
Any other dates or anything? We good to go?
Yeah, I mean, dates, man. I haven't had no dates in I don't know how long.
All right. Mm-hmm. And that.
Come on, guys.
I guess, you know.
Our slutty vegan ATL is here.
We just got slutty vegan, so very excited about that. About to watch some Bel Air. Or some Old Enough if we can get around the parental controls on Netflix, you know?
Yeah, man. I ain't trying to end up on a list, but you know, we'll see what happens.
Now, turns out we're not young enough. Yeah.
All right, let's get out of here. All right, guys. And I guess at the end of the day, and that's the podcast.
And that's the podcast, everybody. April 22nd, Joystick, forever. Live. You can stop singing.
ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da
I said, that's not even how this song goes.
I thought that was our thing. Back that up.
That's not the song at all. I'm pretty sure you don't listen to the podcast. I don't.